the idea that the Aqueda was a formative moment, not just for the participants, but for the entire history of the structure of Kadshim. So to substantiate that, right, the first and most obvious thing that needs to be done is that the perspective on the Aqeda was not that it was like just like a symbolic korban, but that it would have been a korban with all of the attendant requirements. So the first, and Jeff, this one's for you. So what's one of the primary requirements of a korban in terms of personnel, staffing?
Kohanim.
Good.
The tzarim can do the shechting.
Correct. Well said. Very precisely said. So let's take a look at the first three or four sources to begin to substantiate that point. One of them we already saw last week. Avram Amar Hineni. Hineni l'kahuna, Hineni l'malchus. That when Avram said Hineni, what he was stating was that he was prepared to assume the role of Kohen. Likewise, the next source, when he was told V'haleu sham le'ola, Rabbi Yudan bar Simon Amar Lefanav, Avram was originally puzzled. Amar Lefanav Ribon Ha'olamim Yesh Korban below Kohen, right? Is it possible that I can be asked to offer Korban an Ola, for that matter, and I'm not really a Kohen? Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Kvar Minisicha Shetehe Kohen Ata Kohen Le'olam. So Hashem responds, you in fact do have the status of a Kohen, and that's referring to a Pasuk in Tehillim. So once again, both of these sources make it plain that Avram, to really do this, would have need to have some kind of a status of a Kohen. Now what that means, the Bamidbar Rabbah tries to explain, right? Because don't we normally say, Jeff, that the line of Kahuna begins with?
Avram.
Correct. So, right, so you have both a question, but also maybe the beginning of the answer, right? Because if you argue that it has to begin with Aaron, you obviously have a very serious question. At the same time, you might have the beginning of an answer, namely, Jeff. What would the beginning of the answer be, Simon? Maybe, just structurally, if the line of Kohanim really can only begin with Aharon, maybe that means beforehand there was...
Anyone could do it.
Okay, good. There was a greater degree of flexibility. Simon is taking a more radical position, maybe that there is no standard. So we'll see something a little bit more moderate than that, but Simon, structurally, I fully endorse your line of thinking. So
I mean, we have Avimelech, who Avraham seems to endorse before.
Okay, so well,
Malki
Tzedek, you mean? No, correct. And the Torah says he's a Kohen. Vu Kohen l'keal elyon. The question is Malki Tzedek's standing as a Kohen, is that how does that stack up with, let's say, Aharon's subsequent status as a Kohen? Right, that's not readily clear, but let's try to pursue that a little bit further. So this is the Bamidbar Rabbah. Again, the first two sources make it quite clear that Avram had to have the status of a Kohen, so this will give a little bit of the history. Yeah, go ahead, Simon. I see you, Adam.
Yeah, thank you. It's just striking that they combined Kahuna and Malchud in Avram.
Correct.
That's in Chazal, that's a very controversial
thing. Right. Not just a controversial thing, but right, or even prohibited.
Yeah.
So the idea that Avram could have occupied both is an outstanding observation on your part, and maybe that tells us something a little different about the role of a Kohen at that time, okay, that it could have been combined in one persona, right? Lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda mechokek mi ben raglav means that, you know, shevet Yehuda, from that point forward, would have Malchus. It's a major topic. Jacob, where is the controversy most strongly felt between the separation of powers, that Kohanim should really have never been Malachim? With which holiday? It's a major topic. Hanukkah, right. The Ramban has a very trenchant critique of the Chashmonaim, and he says for this reason they were wiped out, because they violated the separation of powers. Amar Rabbi Senu, Lama Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Liftos Bechorei Yisrael B'Leviim. Right, this is one of the major topics, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, that the Bechorim had to be redeemed through the persona of the Leviim. Shebetchila Hayu HaBechoros Mishamshin, because before Shevet Levi was elected, right, the service was performed by the firstborn. Ad Shelo Amad Shevet Levi, K'mash Hashanu Rabbi Senu, Ad Shelo Hukam HaMishkan, that before the Mishkan was established, right, there was the ancien regime was typified by Hayu Habamos Mutaros. There was no locus required the korbanos. It could be done in whatever place you saw fit. Ve'avodah bibechoros. Mishahu kama mishkan. It was a twofold transition. Nasru habamos. Ve'avodah bekohanim. Ve'teda lecha. Shahayu habechoros makriven ad shalo amad shvato shalevi or shifto shalevi. Tol mitzchilas briyasa shal olam. The Bibinabar Rabba can prove it with the history of korbanos. And this is just absolutely essential for the purposes that we have this morning. Adam harishon haya bechoro sha'olam v'kevan shakirav korbano lavash bigde kahuna gedola shenemar v'yas Hashem Elokim la'adam lishto katnos or v'yal b'shem. That Adam harishon, who was bechoro sha'olam, right, had big day kuna. Big day shevech hayu. V'hayu ha-bechoros mishtamshin bahem. Kevan shemes Adam misaran l'sheis. Sheis misaran l'misu shalach. Kevan shemes misu shalach misaran l'noach. Amad noach v'kriv korban shenemar v'yikach mikola behema torah. Meis noach misaran l'shem. Now here's a problem. V'chi shem haya bechor. V'alo yefes haya bechor shenemar achi yefes hagadol. Again, shame is synonymous with Malki Tzedek in the rabbinic tradition. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, right? Kohen Lekel Elyon. V'chi Kuhuna Lo Nisna V'lo No Nisna Kuhuna Ela Misha Amad Aharon. How could he really be described by the Torah as a Kohen? Ma'usha Omer Kan Vu Kohen. So again, we're learning a very important concept, that the kahuna existed in a primordial form, but that even though it was basically supposed to be transmitted through the Bechor, it was flexible based on a kind of spiritual meritocracy, so that we were able to give it to shame, at least Noach was. Now here, of course, the same principle is going to apply to somebody else who wasn't a Bechor, namely...
Yes.
Avram. Well, Avram himself, right? And then Yitzhak, right? So, may shame him, Israel, Avram. V'chi Avram haya b'chor? Avram wasn't a b'chor. Ela mitnei shahaya tzadik, nimser lo ha-b'chor, v'hikriv shenemar. What's the proof that Avram had to be at least a quasi-kohen? V'ha'alehu le'ola, v'ha'alehu le'ola, tachas b'no. What pasuk is being cited, Jeff? What's the proof? Which Torah event? The Akedah, right? The Akedah is a real-life korban. So, Meis Avram and Misar Yitzchak, etc., etc. So the first three sources establish, really, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the way the Chazal conceived of Avram was clearly as a Kohen, and the Akedah was the korban. Moreover, I just wanted to revisit a source that we saw last week in light of this evidence. So, Jacob, you want to take the fourth source? Again, we saw this briefly last week, which said, Achar hadvarim ha'ela, that Avram had some, you know, misgiving, misdeed, that was the trigger for the Akedah. Achar hadvarim ha'ela, so what was the...
Achar hirhure dvarim shehoyu sham. Me here, hair. It was kind of, doubts or... hesitation.
Right.
Me here, Avram here, Omer Samachti. And it said, Vesamachti Sakov, Volohi Frishani, La Kodesh Varachu, Lo Porachav, Lo Ariel Echad.
Right, he's saying, I made this whole party. Remember, Mirbayas Avraham Mishte Gadol, Biyom Higamel Es Yitzchak, Samachti, Simachti Es Hakol. And yet,
Volohi Frishani, La Kodesh Varachu, but I didn't dedicate anything to Hashem. Not even a single cow or a ram. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not shenemar li and shenemar lecha shetakuf strik.
So, in other words, what the Bracious Rabbah is asserting is that Avram's quote unquote failure before the Akedah was a failure in which realm?
Thanks and giving thanks to Hashem
through. A korban. So then they're localizing the entire issue to the avoda. Okay. So there's just this overwhelming body of evidence. You start to add it up, right? That this whole conceptualization of the akedah really as a korban. So I want to just try to go further with this concept. Again, Avram's role of the Kohen is really fascinating, but just to sharpen it in various ways. Today and tomorrow. So if you take a look at the Psikta Rabati, another Medrash says the following. Jeff, you have it, the fifth source. Bachodesh Hashvi Bechad Lachodesh. Amr Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umos Ha'olam Ein Lam Zchus Avos Litzbos Bahem Kishem Nidonim. That the Jewish people have a unique privilege, which is they have Zchus Avos in the judicial context. Aval Atem Bizman Shatem Dichnasim Lefanai Bedin Afilu Atem Mischaivim Min Hadin Ani Mistakel Bezchus Avos Umizaka Etzchem Badin. Okay, something on our minds in these days, that our process of being judged is driven heavily by the mitigating factor of Zchus Avos. Amr lo, v'arei b'Rosh Hashanah anu nidonim. Okay, so we're judged on Rosh Hashanah. Amr lahem, bo re'u shebo b'pasuk hiskarsi es ha'avos. Right, that I actually refer to all of the avos when the Torah discusses Rosh Hashanah. Be'achad l'chodesh, right? Be'chodesh ha'shvi, be'achad l'chodesh, b'zchus Avram, Echad Haya Abraham. That Abraham is being alluded to subtly when the pasuk says, "Bachodesh Hashvi'i be'echad lachodesh." Echad is a reference to Abraham, who was sui generis. Zichron Trua, right? As the pasuk says, "Bachodesh Hashvi'i be'echad lachodesh mikra kodesh yelachem zichron Trua." Zichron b'schus Yitzchak. Lama b'shofar. Zecher lekarnei ha'ayil. Okay, that's a reference to the Akedah, as we spoke about on Shabbos, for those who were there. Mikra kodesh b'schus Yaakov, Shemuel ha'Yaakov Yisrael, Mekura'i, v'chulei. Okay, davar acher, b'chodesh ha'shvi'i, ma'u b'chodesh ha'shvi'i, Amar Rebbe Barachya, b'yarcha d'shvu'asa. B'chodesh ha'shvi'i is the month of the oath. Ketzad, b'shashamar kodesh baruch hu li'avram, l'hakrev es b'no, she'ne'emar v'yomer, kachnas b'ncha es'yachidcha, Amar lo le'eza mehem. So Avram said, which child? So Amar lo es yechidcha, the unique one. Amar lo shnehem yechidim. They're both unique. Yitzchak yachid li, v'yishmal yachid lad li'imo. Amar lo asher ahavta, that you love. Amar lo ribon ha'olamim, very powerful and poignant line, v'chiyesh tchumim b'me'ayim, l'zani ho'ev, l'zani ohev. Right, that Avram as a father did not impose, it wasn't mutually exclusive. So Amar lo es yitzchak. So Hashem, has to come clean. V'kol kach lama kedei l'chavavo b'panav. Hashem was not denying Avram's feelings to Yitzchak, but he's showing, on the contrary, l'chavavo, and yet Avram's, preparedness to make the ultimate sacrifice. So Avram says, Amar lo ma'es alo, Amar lo lech l'chal eretz ha'moriah ve'alehu li sham le'ola, korban. So ma'u eretz ha'moriah? What do you mean eretz ha'moriah? So, Chabila shel Chachamim kan nemar kol echad ve'achad. So, the Medrash says, let's explore all the different views. It's too many for us to go through each one. I just want to highlight certain ones that, again, underscore the standing of Yitzchak at the Akedah as a Korban, Avram as a Kohen, and give us a sense of Kedushas Hamakom in the sense of Kachim. Let's see number one. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Mahu Hamoriah, Makom shehamora v'hayira yotzeis la'olam heimenu. Shene'emar nora Elohim yimikdashecha. It is the locus of Yiras Shamayim. This is very significant. Again, what can we trace that to, really? Who consecrated Har HaMoriah as the Makom HaYira?
Manora
So even before Yaakov picks up on it, Yaakov is spiritually sensitive to it. He says Manu Ra Makom Hazeh. But what's the first time we're told about Yira in the context of Har HaMoriah? The Akedah Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. So in other words, it becomes the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaMora, the Makom Manora Elokim Mikdashecha. And again, Yaakov, part of Yaakov's, as we said, Yaakov's fittingness to be Avram's true successor in the Hineni sense is because he says that sensitivity, Manu Raha Makom Hazeh, but he's all picking up on, Avram's initial capacity to be Makdish. If you skip ahead to number 6, this is a favorite one of mine, Devar Acher, Moriah, Amar lo Ribon Ha'olamim. So Avram was perplexed. V'chi kasher ani lahakrivo, kohen ani? But if you're asking me to bring a karban as a karban ola in the makom hamikdash, no less, so I don't understand. On the contrary, shame kohen gadol yavo v'yakablo mimeni. Exactly what Jeff said. Maybe the czar can have some role, But at some point, Shem is going to have to step in and offer the korban. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, kshetagia lemakom, this is very critical, the lashon is very specific, when you get to that place, lamakom, ani mikadeshcha ve'osa kohen oscha. So what's the theory? That what's going to happen? That when you get to that place, Har HaMoriah, I will be mekadesh you with the standing of a Kohen and transform you as a Kohen. Now, Mahu Moriah, Timuraso Shel Shem, Chalifav, Kemad Amat Amar, Lo Yachalifenu Velo Yamir Oso. That there was a halachic process that had to take place only at that place, namely a process of Timura. That the Kedushas Kohen of Shem would be extended to Avraham. That's what we talk about in Temura, is that the Kedusha of Behema Rishona is Nitpas with the second animal. Okay. Now, likewise, if you just skip ahead after, again, I encourage everybody, the reason I didn't just excerpt it is because if you have any time just to go through these nine approaches to Moriah, they're all illuminating. Okay. So Miad, vayavo el hamakom asher amar lo halokim, this is the bold, vayiven sham Avraham es hamizbeach. V'lama lo bana Yitzchak imo, so is Yitzchak being lazy? You know, he took the day off. You know, he's allowing his aged father, right, Vadoni Zakein, to do all the heavy lifting. Ela amar Avraham, shelo yipol alav evin, otsror, v'yase b'mum, v'yipasel minat korban. Now, what was Avraham's concern? Right, that it would there be a mum again? All,
a can get a mum,
what's that?
But a Kohen Balmum also can.
Right, but if you had to choose, somebody's got to do it. So he's the greater concern was that the korban should be a Balmum. This is an amazing thing. So likewise, just taking it a little bit further, Bana es hamizbeach sider es ha'etzim. Again, and there's some evidence within the tradition that, again, that the Eitzim, well, we'll see the Zohar in a little bit, that the Eitzim that Avram set up are the Eitzim that became the basis of Atzei Ma'aracha. In other words, that they have a permanent legacy of the Mikdash. Bona es hamizbeach, sidra es Eitzim, akad es Yitzchak al gabo. Natal Avram es hamachales l'shachto, amar lo Yitzchak, Abba, Osreini biyadai uviraglai shanefesh chatzufei shelo era malchelas baalai viipasel mina korban. Maybe I'll move, and right at the critical moment, and I won't be ra'oi to be brought as a korban. So again, the concern is bilateral. Avram has a concern, Yitzchak has a concern, but the concern is consistent, namely that there has to be proper korban. So again, there has to be kedushas makom. There has to be Kedushas Kohen. There has to be Korban Ra'oi. It's an amazing body of evidence. Okay. After the fact, Amar lo Avraham, Umani holech belo Korban, how can I come here? Yitzchak was already Mikudash, and if I'm not going to offer him, then Jacob, what has to be the... There's only one possible halachic result, that something else has to be brought as a korban, a kind of a pidyon. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Usay necho re'ei es ha-korban she'acharecha, she'ne'emar, v'yisa Avraham es einav, v'yar v'hine ayil. The ayil has to be conceptualized as the replacement korban. But again, why did there need to be an ayil? The only reason there needed to be an ayil is because Yitzchak had already achieved the status of a full korban. And likewise, if you just take a look, Jacob, you want to just take it for us. Vayaleo liola tachas b'no, amra b'binaya.
Hoy Avram makarev es emurov, amra hare emurov shel Yitzchak b'ni. These are like the limbs of my son. Kach hakol davar v'davar amra kach yehelech alech moshi Yitzchak b'ni kivavti, k'inish nema v'yimlech v'yosam b'no takbe.
So what is Avram doing during the process of the Avodah? He says, "Hare Murav Shal Yitzchak. I'll call Davar Davar Amar Kachye Lefanav Kemoshi Yitzchak." What is he saying? That basically he's trying to extend the kedusha in a very technical sense of Yitzchak as a korban to the aisle. So this is a very fascinating concept. So there's a medrash. There's a medrash that says that the basis of kavana in kadshim is Avram's offering of Yitzchak. Again, you see it really implicit here, that the Avram, even when he brings the aisle, has to basically extend the Kedusha of Yitzchak to this particular Korban. Now, it's really fascinating is that Avram's offering of Yitzchak wasn't just supposed to be a Korban, but of course a Korban Ola. So Korban Ola has a very special stand. This is standing, obviously, it's Kodesh Kadashim, right? It's not Kachim Kalim, but it supersedes all other forms of Kadshe Kadashim. In which way? I mean, Chatas and Hashem also could be. Sometimes Zivche Shalmei Tzibur also are Kadshe Kadashim, but the Ola is the first amongst equals in terms of Kadshe Kadashim. Why? Very good, Dr. Griffiths. Right, so that it's Kulo Kliel. So this is a very significant theme that we need to establish. Okay, but now just I'm going to set up. We're not going to get to this tomorrow, but next week you already see what I'm going to set up. This is the climax of this whole thesis of what we're trying to suggest with the Akedah. If the Ayil is truly the Tachas Yitzchak, Vayaleil Yala Tachas Beno, so what might that mean about every time we find an Ayil as a Korban? Right, that it's always channeling the legacy of the Akedah. I think there's some evidence for that. It's a big claim, but I think we can try to prove that. And that every time, again, in every one of the Moadim, you have, you know, Ayil Echad. So it's always very interesting. Parachad, Ayil Echad, in the context of Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeres, sometimes you have two Parim and one Ayil, like Rosh Chodesh or other Chagim. I've always thought, and there's some evidence for this, not for now, that every par is, of course, channeling what experience? The Egel HaZahav, right? And every Ayil is in a certain sense, channeling Akedas Yitzchak. That these are the two primordial events in terms of Kachim that continue to have an impact on the overall structure of Kachim going forward. So to try to instantiate that. Okay, let's take a look at some evidence in terms of the standing of Yitzchak, not just as a Korban, but in particular, a Korban Ola. Go ahead, Simon.
This might be like a nitpick kind of question, but why do you have Omarav with an Ola where it's all?
Oh, good. Okay, so that's exactly what I want to talk about. It's not just that Chazal are saying that Yitzchak had Kedushas Korban, but Kedushas Ola. I'm very fascinated with that. Okay.
Yeah, but Omarav is generally the specified parts, right? Kind of doesn't. Wouldn't that imply that some of them is left over?
The emurim are offer the part that are offered up on the mizbeach in the context of every korban. Mm-hmm.
I think what Simon is asking is that everything consumed. So why is there a little bit being done here? But I thought it was just all part of the process of sacrificing the
correct.
Whole thing. That's how I read it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. So the Tanchuma says. Acharad Vrim Ha'ila, Haya Dvar Hashem El Avram.
What is Tanchuma Buber?
Yeah, there are two different editions of the Tanchuma. There's the Warsaw edition and the Buber edition.
Martin Buber?
Mm-hmm.
He edited the Tanchuma?
He edited a version of the Tanchuma. So, Acharad Vrim Ha'ila, Haya Dvar Hashem El Avram, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Ha'ola, Ola, Al Mahay Sabah. Why do you bring in general Korban Ola? So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, could be Mitzvah Tase, Mitzvah Lo Tase. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, I'll hear her halev. Huh. That actually the Ola is kapara not for active sins, but for sinful thought. Atamote Avram, Hayamehaher Achar Midas Hadin. Mahaya Omer, I'm Rabbi Levi Kimidum Ali Shekibalti Schariba Lam Hazeh. Avram was concerned that he had cashed in all of his chips. Shazreinu Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Malachim, Mary Parsha Slachacha, the War of the Kings. Yatzileni mikivshan ha'esh. Amrlo Kadosh Baruch Hu kevan shehaharta acharai ola anta tzarich lahavi.
I'm not sure what it means over here, because it seems like Avram is saying that he's done a great job with everything. So,
It's that he's gotten so much.
He's that Avram doubted that God would really reward him beyond this point. So Hashem says, since you had hear her Avera, it's you doubted me, so now you're Chayav a Korban Ola. Wow.
And what would he have doubted? I mean, doubted for what?
He doubted that Hashem would really reward him beyond anything. He thought that Hashem had already totally rewarded him, and Hashem wasn't going to have an ongoing relationship. Similar to the Yipameh Eidaki Erashena, how do I know that this is going to be, this is going to go forward? So again, Chazal are saying it's not just that he had to bring a Karban, he had to bring a Karban Ola. Achar here Hurei Dvarim, just like we saw previously with, you know, his concern that he didn't offer a Karban at the right time, you know, in the Mishteh Gadol. Likewise, so this is another Tanchuma, this is here, Jacob, you see it's the Warsaw edition. Zos Toras Ha'ola. Okay, so in Parshas Tzav, we, you know, have the formal teaching about the Korban Ola. Mahu Ola? Shehi Ola Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaperes Al Avonoseim Shal Yisrael. Wow. Okay, so that the Korban Ola has special access, and it's Mechaper. Ki Ba'esha Asa Avram Olas Ha'ayil Shenema Ve'isavram Esena Vayarvin Ayil Mahu Achar, right? Achar Nechaz Basvach Bekarnav. What is Achar? Achar Shira Kadosh Baruch Hu. After Hashem saw Ki B'chol Levav V'chol Nafsho Ba Lehaalos Yitzchak Beno Leola. Again, all the language of Ola, Ola, Ola. Shalach Lo Ayil. Okay, again. So Achar means after Hashem saw that Avram's deepest desire was to bring not just a korban, but a korban ola, Hashem said, "Okay, you can bring a korban ola." Ma'u achar ela achar shabadikish baruch hu ki b'chol levav v'chol nafsho ba lahalos yitzchak beno leola amru chacham ki misheshes yimei breishes nivra ayol lahaloso ola tachas yitzchak v'zeh shekasev yinei ayol achar v'yikachas ayol shami v'tichu kadosh baruch hu be'es sheyalu banav olos sheyikabli miyad. Wow. That Hashem is giving a guarantee that when Avram's children offer which kind of korban? Ola, right, that they will be accepted. And in what zechus? In the zechus of Avram's preparedness to offer Yitzchak as an ola. So this medrash is, right, going even further. This is saying that every ola truly bears the legacy, not just the olas ha'ayil, maybe certainly the Olas Ha'ayil, any subsequent Olas Ha'ayil. But Jacob, any Ola bears the stamp of the original Ola. It's an amazing concept in Kachim. Okay. Ilule Shenis Akev Avram Livdok Hasakin Hayanishchat Yitzchak. The only thing which gave the Malachim, so to speak, the chance to stop the Akedah from happening is that Avram stopped to do what? B'dikas hasakin, a halacha in shchita. Nisakev the dok hasakin, miyad nechmu rachmav shal kadosh baruch al yitzchak v'emer kadosh baruch lo pamal yeshlo. Ru'u kamazet tzadik, zariz lasos divrei ma'amari. Right, that not just Avram wants to offer the korban, but he wants to do it kehalacha. Miyad amr lamalach lehatzilo shenemar vayomer Avraham Avraham vayomer hineni v'lama amar Avraham Avraham shnei pa'amim bishvil shaya ritzono l'shochtov lasos ritzon kono hayamalach memaher v'omer Avraham Avraham. He needed to say it twice because Avram was supremely focused. Uminayin shebadak hasakin. How do we know that Avram checked the sakin? Shenemar vaykachas amachelas chashav osios vaykachas amachelas v'timtza yidbeis 12 osios kiminin habdikos osion l'sakin abisra v'atufara. Jeff is a chulin man, so what is the Gemara referring to? What do you mean, the 12 bedikos? Why do you have to check the knife 12 times in the context of shechita? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say trefos, but perhaps...
No, but I'm saying, what are the 12 bedikos? You're right. It is for, so that you're not mitaref the animal, but what's the... Right, but I'm saying, how do you get to 12?
Oh, I don't remember.
Jeffrey Bugarski. So Jeff, it is, right, abisra tufara, meaning on your finger on your nail, on each of the three edges of the blade, right? There's the front and two sides, and you run right up and down both. So two up, two down, two up, two down, two up, two down, on the finger and on the nail, so that comes out to 12. Okay, so, right. Okay, four on each side. Yeah. So again, projecting the halachic status of this karbanola. Moreover, okay, this is a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Very fascinating. Vayisa Avraham esena, vayaris hamakom, mara'a. Amud shel esh, omed min ha'aretz v'ad ha'shamayim. So in other words, what Avram saw was fire from earth unto the heavens. Now watch this. V'hevin Avram sh'nisratza ha'na'ar le'ola t'mima. That the symbol of complete and total fire is symbolic of Karban Ola. Kasher Shteyadav Sheragla Vakto Gabe Bismach Amata Shtez Rosav Shte Arkivosav Allah Arachasaish Vyasaitsim Shalach Yadov Lakachasamachalas Uke Kohen Gadol. Avram here is not just a Kohen, but a Kohen Gadol. Hegishes Minchaso Ves Nisko. Okay? Just turn to the back. I guess this is the last thing that we'll take a look at today, and then tomorrow we'll pick it up with all the other dinim that are projected from the Akedah forward into Kachin. So Rabbi Zechariah Omer, Oso ha'ayel k'shenivra ben ashmashos hayo balis karev tachas Yitzchak. V'haya Samael omed umastino k'dei levatel korbano shel Avram Avinu. So it's a very interesting legend. The Medrash is saying that, you know, Samael, one of the Malachi Chavala, wanted to get in the way of this aisle. V'nechaz b'shnei karnos av bein ha'ilanos, sh'nemar v'yisa Avraham esena v'yar v'nei aisle achar nechaz v'svach b'karnav. Ma'asa oso ha'aisle, this aisle was determined. Pashar es yado v'achaz b'taliso shel Avram Avinu, v'nechaz b'shnei karnos av bein ha'ilanos. So he wedged himself in, so that the Malach Chavala couldn't pull him in the other direction. Shemar vayisav Avraham esena vaynar v'nei ayel achar. V'yibid Avraham v'ra'a ha'ayel v'halach v'yitira v'ikrivo tachaz Yitzchak b'no. Shemar vayilch Avraham v'ikaches ha'ayel. Rabbi Rachya Omer, Allah korban ha'ayel reyach nichoach l'ibnei Kadosh Baruch Hu k'ilu haya reyach nichoach shel Yitzchak. Again, another formulation of this idea of the ayel tachas b'no for all time. V'nishpal ibercho ba'olam hazev olam haba sh'nemar b'nishpatinu mashem ki varecha varechacha v'arbe abar zaracha, double language, ki varechacha ba'olam hazev varechacha li'olam haba v'arbe abar zaracha ki chachvei ha'shamayim la'asid labor. B'chanani ben Dosa Omer Oso ha'ayel nivra ben ha'shmashosh lo yatsa mimenu davar levatala. Now this is my favorite line to conclude with. So just pick up on what's being said in specific, but also what the total picture that Chazal wanted to emerge was. Number one, in other words, nothing from this karban, nothing from this aisle went unused. It's just parenthetically. When we used to learn in grade school about the Native Americans, so one of the things that they highlighted to us every year without fail was that they didn't waste any aspect of the buffalo. Masha'ain Cain, the settlers, you know, who would go on the original trains and just like shoot out the window and, you know, were wasteful and profligate. So, just imagine that for a second. Ifaro shel ayil, the afer of the ayil, which was burnt, the ashes, yesod al gabe mizbeach hapnimi. Those became the foundation of which mizbeach? The mizbeach haktores, the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach hapnimi. Wow. Keep that in mind. Gidei ha'ayil, the ligaments, Elu asara nevalim shel kinor shehaya David minagin bahem. They became the strings in whose harp? Oro shel ayil, ezor masnav shel Eliyahu. That became the loincloth of Eliyahu Hanavi. Karnav shel ayil, shel smol takabo behar Sinai, shenemar vayimshibim shoch karna yovel, v'shel yamin, shi gedola mishel smol, atib lidkoa bala asid lavo, shenemar vayomahu yitaka v'shofar gadol. What's the idea of the idea that Chazal, Rabbi Chanani ben Dosa, was trying to project is that this ayil is the foundation of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of Har Sinai, of, you know, the Shofar Yibimuos HaMashiach, of the Kinor Shel David. This is amazing. Of Eliyahu HaNavi Zezer Matnavs, meaning the redemption. See, you have this incredibly powerful imagery, which is meant to all say that don't think that this aisle was a one-time deal. This aisle had valence and impact the Dore Doros. So again, taking that kind of idea. So we're trying to argue now is, again, it's a bold thesis. You know, you can argue with it. But this aisle became the prototype of every aisle, perhaps every Korban Olah, and maybe even beyond that. And the foundation of the basic structure of, like, many aspects of Kadshim. This is a very powerful idea. In which case, the spirit of Avraham Avinu is meant to be carried forward. So actually, we do have time just for two more sources. So what I want to try to do the rest of the last 5 minutes we have, and then tomorrow, is to show how other aspects of the Korban became the basis of certain understanding in Kachim broadly. So the Medrash Shir HaShirim says, Lama Amar Nilcha Adko, Shenisnabe Avram al Oso Makom, Sha'akar al Yitzchak Beno, Sha'asidim HaKohanim Levarech V'lamod, Or Parsim Eskapeyam Levarech As Yisrael Beko, Shenemar Kosivarchu Es Bnei Yisrael. So that Jacob, what is the Makom HaAkeda, the Makom Moriah, which Avram consecrated, it became the basis of what institution?
The Duchom.
The Birchas Kohanim, exactly. Nilcha ad ko, that somehow even, but no, why is that not just the drasha, but the pshat of the psukim? If the idea is that the bracha of the Jewish people goes forth from this place, Jeff, why is that perfectly in line with the psukim that we've spent so much time on so far with the Akedah? What do the psukim say in the context of the Akedah?
I will surely bless you.
Exactly, Simon. Ki varech avarechecha. This is the source of our blessing. This place, this act of sacrifice, this commitment. Now, the Zohar has a really interesting line with a twofold extension. Rabbi Chiya Amar, Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbe. There's an Isser Doraisa to ever extinguish the fire from on top of the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Chiya says, Da, this, Isho de Yitzchak. This Eish Tamid, Tukad al Mizbeach, is none other than the halachic derivative of Isho de Yitzchak. Dechsev, Hinei Ha'esh Va'etzim. Vehainu Eish Tamid de Kayama Tadir. So Jacob, what's the Zohar trying to say? That the Eish Tamid is none other than
the fire of Yitzchak.
In other words, it's our permanent Mashlama Adar Dome, Lahabdil. Has anybody ever been to Arlington National Cemetery?
With the eternal flame.
Yeah, so there's this, there, the eternal flame over the
tomb of the unknown.
Right, exactly. So what's the idea? What's the idea? Is that it's just an eternal memorial to the sacrifice of the average soldier, the unknown soldier. It could be any soldier for all history. So what's Chazal saying? The eternal flame is a memorial to Akedas Yitzchak, the initial sacrifice. It's an amazing conceptualization. But now take it one step further. What are Chazal saying then, Jacob? Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbeh means, what can you never put out? What must always be memorialized? For the mikdash to function properly, what must burn?
Okay.
Right, the Eish shel Yitzchak. Meaning that the functionality, the proper functionality, Simon, of mikdash, contingent on the hallmark of the Akedah. It's a really interesting idea. If you think, just stop to think about it, what it really means is that our foundation of Mikdash today rests on what Avram did at the Akedah. Da Isha to Yitzchak. It's an incredibly powerful concept. Likewise, V'ha'itzim, right? The Eitzei Ma'aracha, V'ha'itzim, Elain Eitzim de Avraham de Chsiv, Ubi'er Aleh HaKohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. So the Hinei Ha'esh V'ha'itzim, the Eitzei Avraham became the daily Atzei Ma'aracha. Meaning, you can't start the day in the Beis HaMikdash without, right, going through the paces, so to speak, of Avram Avinu. It's like an amazing concept. The Atzei Ma'aracha that, you know, are put every day on the Mizbeach are the derivative of Hinei Ha'esh V'Ha'etzim of Avram Avinu. So again, I think today what we've begun to see, Avram standing as a Kohen, Yitzchak has to be a perfect Korban, he can't have a Mum. It's the Ola, and not just any Korban. Every Ola is the child of the Akedah. The Akedah is the basis of Bedikas HaSakin, or, you know, the first example thereof, of Bedikas HaSakin. Every Korban Ola that Hashem will accept is because the Ola of Avraham. It's the basis of Birkas Kohanim, the Mikdash. Avram standing as a Kohen is really just because you have this process of Temura. There needs to be a Korban Ha'ayil, because how could the Kedusha go unfulfilled, etc., etc., etc. And then you have Hinei Ha'esh V'Ha'etzim, that final source of the, you know, the idea that the Akedah becomes the basis of like major Kachrim institutions, the Esh Tamid and the Atzei Ma'aracha. Okay, so God willing, what we're going to see tomorrow is even further examples of this point and ongoing evidence in this direction. Okay, so let's hold it up there.